Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I still believe, dog. I don't need all the excuses, though, but I believe in you. I just, you know.
Brush those excuses away.
They sound like excuses to me. I'm just saying. They sound like excuses.
Brush them away. A big game 5 tonight. Welcome back. Midday show. Hugh Douglas still believes the Sixers are going to come back. I wish I had the faith. I said by the end of the show maybe I would. Haven't been fully convinced yet. I need you guys to do a better job to convince me to have some faith tonight. Kyle has none. I'm looking at Joel Embiid's stats in these elimination games. I got to turn this piece of paper around because this is not making me feel better. 215-592-9494. Of course, your take as well on the Eagles. Cowboys, NFC East. Should the Eagles be the favorite? They are not right now over at FanDuel. It's even both sides. We'll get your third clue for Hugh's Clues. And 1 hour, a little over an hour from now, A.J. Brown set to speak at the NovaCare Complex as he has officially signed his new deal, which I believe ties him to the Eagles longer than anybody else on the roster. I think I saw when you add the years he had left to the extension, he's here through the 2029 season. So A.J. Brown, after a weird offseason to where conversation became rumors, became social media nonsense, he's here. He's not going anywhere. Obviously, he got paid. And he's a tremendous player. So A.J. Brown speaks at 1:15 today. 215-592-9494. Tonight's about, do we have the faith? I mean, when they tip this thing off tonight in Madison Square Garden, the season's on the line. And really, this, of all the first and second round failures of the Sixers the last 6 or 7 years, this one will hurt the most because, I mean, not the most. The Kawhi shot hurt the most. But this one would be the most disappointing, I would say, because they were favored. We convinced ourselves that the time off for Joel Embiid was actually going to be a good thing and he'd be healthy and all that kind of stuff in the postseason. And we really, as a city, I think we overlooked the Knicks. I mean, we did. We talked about them as if they're not that good. We're really favored.
No, even. We still should have. Like, that set, game number two, we should have won that.
But they didn't.
Yeah. I mean, I still that's why I still have faith, because there was some. That was a weird game. The way that game ended was weird. That was weird. And the other night, I would say that, you know, the way that game went was a little weird, too. I mean, Joel Embiid has been fighting through a lot. There's no question about that. He's been fighting through a lot, and he does need his supporting cast to step up.
Yeah, you know what else would help tonight? Some rebounding.
Yeah, rebound. Like that's the part where that kind of stuck out to me. There are two things that stuck out in that last game to me. The rebounding towards the end, that was atrocious. And the shot that he decided not to take, that, you know, who knows what could have happened. You know, maybe we'd have lost by 2 points or 1 point at that point. I don't know. But you'd have been a little bit closer than you were if you make that shot. And he didn't take that shot. He went in for the layup. And he missed it. That bothers me a little bit.
Bottom line is he's got to be better in the fourth quarter. I recognize that he's had one gigantic game, the 50-point game in game three. He was brilliant. But in the fourth quarter in this series, in four games, he's made three shots. He has two rebounds. Imagine if we just take the four fourth quarters and they were one game. People would be losing their minds. That's the equivalent of a full game where he's made three total shots and has two rebounds. He's got to be better down the stretch. I anticipate a close game. He's got to be better. Do you have faith in Joel tonight? Can we quickly hear the rebounding situation from Joel? So Joel asked the other night by KYW's Dave Uram about the rebounding.
That dang Uram. Always asking
those
questions.
He's always in there. Well, I mean, I obviously, Howard's not Insider of the Year anymore. He doesn't want to be, so I can't give him credit for, you know, his questions. I got to give credit to people who are in the running still. So Dave Uram asked the question, why? Why have the Knicks rebounded so much better than the Sixers? And Joel gives a couple reasons here. Here it was.
I think part of it is, you know, they got obviously the best player that they trust, and they're okay with it, you know, taking 40 shots a game. And I think most of the time when you're in rotation or when you're trying to load up to make sure that he doesn't get easy shots, that kind of gives him a lot of open lanes to just attack the offensive glass. And it almost seems like they just know he's going to shoot it. So they're just getting ready to offensive rebound. And then if you're in the gap, and by the time you turn around, your man is already past you. And then now you're left with a 3-on-2. But I don't even think that was the issue tonight. I think we had a lot of bad bounces. You know, you look at the game, every single shot, it just felt like you just kept falling in their hands. You know, sometimes you can do the best job possible to try to box out, but, you know, if the ball doesn't bounce your way, there's nothing you can do about it.
Just some bounces going the Knicks' way in this series on the board. Just some bounces.
You know what? You know what's funny? You know what's funny about that explanation? Is he's probably right. But that's a lot. Like, he answered that question to Dave Uram. Like, Dave really wanted that answer. Like, he wanted a clinical, logical reason why, you know, they're not getting rebounds. Instead of just saying, hey, man, I need to be better.
Can I give you my take on this nonsense from Joel yesterday? Okay. I obviously some bouncers are going to go the wrong way on a rebound. Yeah, that happens.
That's
okay?
A lot of explaining, though, Joe.
The best rebounder in this
it's
series
a lot of brain
has
wrestling.
Been Josh Hart. He's 6'4".
Yeah.
Joel Embiid's 7'2". Okay. That gap does not make any sense to me. And the part he said about, well, Brunson shoots all their shots, or, you know, a lot of their shots, so the other guys could crash the board's offensive rebound. In game one, Brunson had 26 field goal attempts. The leading shooter on the Sixers had 26 field goal attempts. The Knicks had 23 offensive rebounds. The Sixers had 9. So, what are you talking about? Both players on one team and the other shot the same amount of shots, and one team had 23 offensive rebounds, the other team had 9. They just want it more. I mean, that's got to change tonight. With Joel, with everybody else. And I will say, yeah, the other guys too. Yes, Tobias, who we've just decided.
Crumble cookie.
Yeah, we've just decided, you know, as you would say, Hugh, consistent.
He's consistently going to give you 8 to 10 points.
Congratulations, Tobias Harris.
This whole playoff series. So I just think it's kind of foolish at this point to expect anything else more from you.
I remember we had a moment in our show on the Monday of the Eagles playoff game where we said, you know, tonight could be it, right, for Jason Kelsey, for Fletcher mm-hmm. Cox. That ended up being correct. Unfortunately, they lost, and then those guys retired. Is anyone prepared to say what I'm or hear what I'm about to say?
What you about to say, Joe?
You know what tonight could be, right?
Joel Embiid's last game.
Not Joel. Well, I mean, that could be, but could be Tobias Harris's last game as a Sixer.
Oh, no, that's definitely going to be – that definitely is probably going to be – that's what they call a truism.
You know, they call that a silver lining if things go wrong tonight.
They call it a big relief. Yeah.
Yes, they do.
Like, my God.
I can't believe the entire contract played out. It feels like a sick prank on us by the Sixers. We're going to sign Tobias to a 5-year deal. You're going to watch every game of it for 5 years. Deal with it, Philadelphia.
You're going to like it.
No, I'm not going to like it. Tom's in Abington. What's up, Tom?
Yo, fellas. How we doing today?
Hey,
what's
Tom.
Up, Tom?
I hear you, Doug.
I knew it was coming.
How
What's up,
you?
Tom? How you doing, man?
Hey, real quick, you know, how many gummies do I have to eat to have the same hope as you?
You know what, Tom? I haven't had any gummies lately. I just woke up. I've been using this lavender oil that gets on cow's nerves. It's uh-huh. very, very calming.
Oh, my gosh. It's awful.
Why? Well, Joe, I'm going to give you you got the Dak and Embiid excuse bingo card there?
Yep. I got one.
I'm going to give you one that's not on there.
Oh,
okay?
What do you have? A new one.
And then, yeah, a new one. And I'm going to explain it, too. Two words for you. Process karma. Okay? So if you think to the beginning of this mess, what are we looking at? Sam Hinkie, Markel Fultz, Ben Simmons, Babs Bottini and Bernardine, the Colangelos, Brett Brown, coughing and sneezing, Doc Rivers, treasuring, Kelly Uber with his quote-unquote accidents. Tobias, Jimmy Buckets, crappy role players, Daryl Morey, the beard. Now we have, all right, coming into this, I'm told we get one of the best coaches in the NBA, and he's crap in the bed. And then we have Dak Embiid, and I'm told that he is the healthiest he's ever been going into the playoffs. Now he's got a leg, a migraine, and Bell's palsy. This is the process karma coming back and biting us in the ass.
You know, as crazy as it sounds, Tom, I think you're right on this. I think there's something to the basketball god said, this was the wrong way to do this. We're going to bite you with every... I mean, when you factor in the burner stuff, the burner accounts, it really hits home. I mean, we've had every little thing that's turned into a big thing that could have happened here. It's unbelievable.
And the sad part is, Joe, that's just scratching the surface. I'm sure I'm leaving a bunch of stuff out.
Well, they drafted Markelle Fultz. He forgot how to shoot in 6 months. He shot threes in college.
Thoracic outlet syndrome. I forgot to put that in there.
I remember doing my night show, and someone called in and said they just saw Markelle Fultz in a gym somewhere in South Jersey, and he couldn't make a shot. And I thought they were joking. They weren't. It was him.
Yeah, it's unbelievable, and you know what's going to happen. They're going to win tonight just to prolong our agony. I just hope they just pack it in like they did last year so we can move on and celebrate the Phillies and Howie Roseman and his A++++ draft.
It would be easier that way. Tom, give us a guess for Hughes Clues. Who are we talking about today?
Whew, little out of breath after that one. I would go George Clooney.
That's a good one.
I like that. Big
Didn't
name.
Did he have a show?
He had a very popular show.
What was it?
ER.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah. I've heard of that one.
All right, Kyle.
Have a good one, fellas.
You got it, Tom. We appreciate it.
Obviously a lot more popular
He was a comedian?
Than the other.
No, he wasn't a comedian.
Oh.
He had a show. He was obviously an actor. So what do we think of that? The Tom with the process karma. I mean, it does feel like there's a lot of that's gone on.
Yeah, and I think honestly, that's why a lot of people have a lot of fatigue about this, all of this, because of what they thought they were getting and how it's turned out over the last couple of seasons. Now, listen, I understand everything that Joel Embiid says, that's his truth. You know, when he talks about, you know, dealing with all the injuries that he's had and the fan base and all this other stuff. But I just feel that you save yourself a lot of grief by allowing other people to have that conversation mm-hmm. for you instead of you having it, because it sounds like you're whining. It sounds like you're complaining, you know, and you can't do that. Like, because here's the reality of all of this that we do. Joel Embiid makes a lot of money. And a lot of fans, when they see the type of money that you make, whether it's fair or not, they feel like nothing should bother you. That's the reality of being a professional athlete. They feel like you have transcended, like, real life situations. They just do. And a lot of people, it might not be fair, but that's how most people look at it. And you have to realize that. So when you go out there and you start talking about you got a boo-boo on your finger or you got a headache or whatever it is you're dealing with, ain't nobody trying to hear all that, man. Show me the baby.
Yeah, I think, look, Joel's has a migraine this morning, missed shoot around.
Show me the baby.
That's I'm sure he does, and I'm sure it's frustrating. Migraines stink. I get them sometimes. But it's like, what is people's reaction when they hear that? They roll their
eyes. I mean, come on.
I think that's it. I mean, that's okay. And here we go again. I mean, just add it to the list here. Let's go to who we got? Marcus in North Philly. What's up, Marcus?
What's going on, fellas? I'm tired of the Joel's hate. And you said you are a former professional athlete, and you didn't use excuses. Joel hasn't used his injuries or Bell's palsy or anything as an excuse. Joel he's explaining in depth what the reporter asked him, and you're saying that he's making an excuse. No, he's giving an answer.
No,
if he wouldn't have given
wait
an
minute,
answer,
Marcus,
it would have been a whole other thing.
Marcus, now, like I'm most people, and I said this when I said it. Most people, when they watch basketball, when he gave, and I said he did a great job of breaking it down. Ain't nobody trying to hear that though, dog.
Also, Marcus,
nobody want to hear that.
Marcus, before you go on, it's nonsense what he said. Like I tried to explain it. It's baloney. He said that Brunson shoots almost all their shots, so they have more opportunities for rebounds because the other guys know they can crash the glass. In game one, Brunson shot the ball 26 times. And
an elite and Sixers shooter shot 26 times.
Right, and the Knicks had 23 offensive rebounds, and the Sixers had 9. So that's you're trying to tell me something that is baloney. Here, Marcus, we know the truth. It's not just Embiid. The Knicks are giving more. The Knicks are giving more effort on the offensive boards. Don't you see it?
Marcus, want to make sure you get that guess, though, Joe.
Yeah, I want it because I think I got it. I think I got the answer to the thing. Is it hanging with Mr. Cooper?
Oh, it's a fun
guess. No, you know
guess.
What's funny? That's not the guess. But Marcus, we'll let you get to your point, though, man. But I just, that's what I hear. You know what I mean? And I mean, that's what I hear. So, yeah, get to your point. You can get to your point.
All right. I think, first off, Joel has been the best player in this series, period, point blank. The Knicks have had the best supporting players in this series, period, point blank. I agree with everything Spike said as far as, you know, Jalen Brunson shot trash the first two games, but his team was able to lift him up and win with effort, with shot making, with open threes, everything. Joel had to do a Herculean effort for us to win game three. And he still averaging 30 points every game. He's still averaging 30-7 and I think 6 assists. Guys aren't making shots, bro. When he's off the last game, when he was off the court, he left a 12-point lead. I think it was tied.
Yeah, he couldn't get off the court.
They eat up our lead every time. So it's like, okay, I get that he's the best player in the league and he should be able to carry the team, but he needs a breather too. Every time he's off the court, he's coming back. He's leaving with the lead, coming back with a deficit or tied or close.
Well, Marcus, I agree. Well, that's obvious, right? The on-off minutes have been not good for the Sixers. That's true. You're right about that. But this whole thing about needing a breather, like, all right, he's not fully healthy, so he – of course. But, Marcus, in the playoffs, the best players play 42 to 44 minutes a game. Like, this whole thing, he needs a breather. Nobody takes a breather in the playoffs. The best players don't come off the court.
You just left out the part that you just said. Yeah, I get he's not healthy, but there's no but. He's not healthy, and he's still giving you 38 to 40 minutes a game, Joe. These guys need to pick it up for the six.
And he needs to pick it up. I don't disagree, but here's what no one will acknowledge. I'm with you. Every time someone does this, I say, yes, you're right, that the other guy's got to play better. Well, you say this. He's got to play better in the fourth quarter. That's when the games are decided, and he's dragging.
If he can take a break in the third, like he does in the second, then he will be able to. But when he takes his break, he plays the whole first quarter. He comes off for like the first, I think, 6 minutes or 5 minutes of the second quarter. That's when they eat up the lead. So now he's in the coach's mind, in his mind. He has to stay on the court because if he doesn't, it's going to be a 20-point
Marcus, deficit. I get it. I get it. I understand the point.
That's, again, everything you're saying is valid, but it's still an excuse.
Also,
because you're the best player on the court.
Am I missing something? And I understand the on-off minutes are what they are. The numbers are what they are. But my recollection of these three losses, he's not coming back in the game down 15. The way the flow of the game is, he comes back in and it's close. Right, it's within.
Yeah, but in the last game, if he'd have sat for an extended period of time, he would have definitely got out of hand.
But that's why Nurse put him back in, right? Yeah. So he puts him back in, and the game's within a couple of points, and then it ends up they lose because he's not doing enough down the stretch. I guess with the way I view basketball, sometimes it's different than everywhere else. With great power comes great responsibility. When you're the best player, you got to carry the team. Guys, they're not winning. They're not winning a title based on their role players. They never were. They never are. Tobias Harris is a waste of time. The other guys are just here. They're taking up space. It's Joel. Joel's got to be the guy tonight. And if he plays like he did in game three, we're going to have a game six. I mean, that's it. Let's go to Joe in the Northeast. What's up, Joe?
Hey, guys. How you doing? You guys came up a little bit short when you had Howard Eskin was on there.
What did we miss?
Why not ask him? He throws out there that listen, I'm not, you know, the backer, but, you know, he's getting a lot of stuff thrown at him, you know, through not getting past the second round. I'll elaborate about that. But Howard says he's not coachable, and he's down the other end of the bench. Well, in the series, I've seen him on the other end of the bench when the trainer's working on his left knee.
Well, that's fair. You know? Yeah, I've seen that too.
And who told him that? Did a coach tell him that he doesn't listen? Listen, Nurse didn't control that game. When you have Precious in there, and I said that to Rob Ellis, we're treating him like he's Precious. He played 19 minutes, and he only picked up one foul. He's 4 inches shorter and 40 pounds at least less than Embiid. He should have been down on the block
okay? And then when you – I didn't coach basketball, but I watched a lot of sports. And when you have a guy down in the block, when you have Brunson and Hart trying to come over and slap the ball from him, it's a lot harder for them to close out on a shooter than when you have him out on the wing. So, you know, Nurse has not coached a good series at all. And then about Harris.
What about him?
There we wait.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We're waiting for it.
I think is that a mic drop from Joe? A little mic drop? All right, Joe, we appreciate it.
Oh, you got that, Chris.
Yeah, he's played 8 games against the New York Knicks, okay? Yeah. He's of those 8 games, he's only had double figures twice, 10 points in this series, okay? Mm. During the regular season, they played him. He played an average of 28 minutes in the regular season, scoring 6.25 points and 5.5 rebounds. So what does Nurse do? He rewards him and gives him 8 more minutes in average. He's averaging 36 minutes a game now in the playoffs. And Harris thanked us. He's given us 2.25 more points, so he's up now to 8.75.
Oh, wow.
And the rebounds, 2.25 more, he's up to 7.75 rebounds. Well, I'm saying you start Paul Reed. I'll tell you what. When Reed played Embiid didn't play 3 regular season games against them. And when Paul Reed got 20-some minutes in 3 of those games, right, 2 of those games he scored 13 and 14 points. Okay? And so he'll give you at least that. You cannot expect that Harris is going to come in and give you 20. Forget about it. And then his defensive things that he's doing. Do you see Mikko Batum?
Yes.
They had him starting to play Brunson in game 2.
Yes.
I didn't like that. Okay, so this is what he's doing now. He starts picking Brunson up in the backcourt, okay? And he's not picking them up. He's 10 or 15
well,
feet
he,
away from
Well, because he can't. Because, Joe, he can't. Joe, give us a guess for Hughes Clues. I want to get you guessing. What do you
got? Well, I don't know the name of the show, and this ain't going to be him because he wasn't a comedian, but Alex Karras. He had enough problems with the betting, and then and then being on those Detroit Lions.
Oh, yeah.
And it went nothing. But he had that little Webster. Emmanuel Sanders was his was his co-star. Remember, what was the name of that?
Webster.
Yeah, Webster, yeah. What was the name of that show?
Webster.
Webster, Joe. Joe, I haven't thought of Webster in so long. Joe, that is an amazing phone call. I need to go on YouTube and watch an episode of Webster right now. When's the last time you watched Webster?
Hell, it's been a long ass time.
Kyle, do you know Webster?
I've never heard of Webster. Oh, nope.
But I knew what he said.
You got to check out Webster.
Boy, that was a lot. That was a lot. That was a lot.
What, the Webster submission? Or
everything. Yeah, that was a lot. I love the call, though.
Joe's the best.
Appreciate the call, Joe.
Would you like better as a show, Webster or Different Strokes?
Different Strokes. Different Strokes, because, you know, as a young African American man growing up and have some white folks want to take care of you, that live in a mansion. I'm sorry, hey Joe, that's pain. That was like
Gary Coleman was unbelievable.
What you talking about,
in Different Strokes?
Man. Oh man, no.
See, now Different Strokes is a popular show. I've heard of that one.
You don't know Webster?
No.
Webster.
You remember Facts of Life?
Yes, I've heard of Facts of Life. Yep.
Facts of Life. Like, it used to be a run. It was like, Give Me a Breaks, Facts of Life. What was it? What we just said, the Different Strokes. Like, all of them used to run, like, back to back.
Yeah.
Like, back in the day. Yeah.
You ever see what happened to the whole cast of Different Strokes?
Yeah, they ain't doing so well.
Things didn't go great.
You know what? When I was in Jacksonville, I saw Ty Bridges. Ty Bridges was in Jacksonville.
Just like walking down the street?
He was an Eagles fan. No, we were staying in the same hotel. He was an Eagles fan.
How about that?
Yeah, and he was like, Hugh Douglas, Philadelphia Eagles. I was like, Ty Bridges.
You know, every day on this show, there's like someone else comes up that I just, if you asked me before the show, I'd give you $1 million if Todd Bridges comes up today.
No, Todd Bridges, I met Todd Bridges, man, and it was just like, wow, he was in Jacksonville just chilling. Like, for real.
How about that? All right, 215-592-9494. We'll come back at your phone calls here. We got to give you a third clue for Hughes Clues. We got to give this away. All right, a big clue coming up for Hughes Clues. Your calls on the Sixers and B. Do you have faith tonight they can extend this series? Of course, the Eagles not favored in the NFC. So that caught our attention. It's even. Cowboys-Eagles even. Post-draft NFC East odds over at FanDuel. And we'll hit on the Phillies, who lost a tough one last night out in L.A. against Mike Trout and the Angels. And they have an issue they got to figure out, and that's in this bullpen with one guy in particular. We'll talk about it next. 215-592-9494 for Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Dingers, blasts, mood shots, whatever you call them. Everyone loves home runs. And with FanDuel's Dinger Tuesdays, that's right, today's a Dinger Tuesday, you can love them even more. That's right, Dinger Tuesdays are back for another season on America's number one sportsbook. Just bet on a player to homer, and FanDuel will give you $5 of bonus bets for every home run hit during that game. As if you need another reason to love the long ball. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to get in all the Dinger Tuesday action. FanDuel.com/GIGLIO. By the way, Bryce Harper's got 3 career homers off of the pitcher for the Angels tonight. If you're looking for a Dinger Tuesday wager, make every moment more with FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of...
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan-favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.